Coming up on WEOL this weekend, you know, the Super Bowl is taking place. That's on Sunday. But you can spend your Saturday at the Vermilion River Reservation enjoying some other sport things like sled dogs. You can meet sled dogs on this.
What kind of dogs do you think they are? Huskies?
Hardy dogs? Well, maybe we can find out a little bit of that. We have Jana Wilson with us, who is from the Lorain County Metro Parks, to talk about winter days. Good morning.
Hi.
So what are some of the things that this activity is going on at the Vermilion River Reservation? Starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday. What are we going to see when we head out there?
Well, as far as outdoor activities go, we've got the sled dogs, of course, always a big draw. And then this year we have also a ice fishing demo on our pond, so people can come out and try out ice fishing. We have horse-drawn sleigh rides, and that is $1 per person, 42 inches and under is free. We've got sledding on the sledding hill, and we have the chainsaw carving as well this year. So we have someone who's coming out to carve wood with a chainsaw, and along with that we have our ice carving demonstrations outside. And that is from 11 to 1. we have outdoors. We also have snowshoeing, so you can pre-register for snowshoeing programs that are taking place at 11 a.m., 12:30, and 2 o'clock. So those are our outdoor activities. And then inside the carriage barn, we have live music, and we have pioneer cooking demonstrations at the fireside, as well as a winter wildlife display. And then in our Benjamin Bacon House, we have the Lorain County Spinners and Weavers will be over there demonstrating some primitive skills in the museum.
So many different things going on. Jana, with the ice fishing demo, is the pond frozen?
Yes, it is frozen, and we've checked the ice, and we should be all set there. Along with the ice fishing demo on the pond, the Vermilion Fire Department is going to be here doing ice rescue demonstrations. So that'll be another new thing that we're trying out on the pond there.
I think it's been a couple of years since I was at one of these things. It sounds to me, though, like it's grown a lot over the years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's grown a lot with the activities that we offer, as well as the attendance has grown. So it's really a great opportunity to get outdoors during the winter season and just enjoy the season and enjoy all the activities that you can do with the snow and the ice.
You mentioned sled dogs. Where do you find sled dogs in Northeast Ohio?
Well, we have a Siberian Husky group that comes out, and they actually run the dogs, and they will demonstrate that every hour. And actually, it's a pretty popular activity in this area. I mean, it might not seem like that we would necessarily live in an ideal place for sled dogs, but in actuality, there are quite a few opportunities to run sled dogs in this area, especially during the winter months.
I bet the winter months also turn that reservation into a beautiful-looking landscape.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous here. We've got snow on the ground right now. We should have snow for Saturday as well. And along the riverside, the cliff icicles are gorgeous, and the river is mostly frozen, but it's just a beautiful landscape.
We see, too, you've got local food vendors outside. Will they be serving up any cold food, like popsicles or ice cream?
We don't plan to have any cold food necessarily. We will have, outdoors, we'll have a vendor selling wood-fired pizzas, so those are always very popular. And then indoors this year, we have a vendor selling chili, as well as our friends of the Metro Parks will be selling hot cocoa and cookies.
Now, you did mention about a primitive cooking demos. What does that entail?
We have a couple, Jen Arthur and her husband. They come out and they dress in costume, and they do some really great demonstrations with cast iron cookware, and they use recipes actually dating back to the colonial times and they prepare everything authentically, and they do some really cool things with their cooking equipment that they bring along. So it's a lot of fun to watch, and then occasionally they'll give out some samples too. So.
Now I know there's eagles in that area there. Will we be able to see any of that by chance?
Well, hopefully. It's always kind of hit or miss, but we do see eagles here usually on a weekly basis. There's several nesting throughout the Vermilion area here, so it's always a great extra, a little bonus if we are able to see an eagle.
Sure, so. You could always put and special guests for yeah. things that happen at any kind of event taking place at the Metro Parks. Again, it's the Vermilion River Reservation. It goes from 11 until 3 this coming Saturday. It's the annual Winter Days. Jenna, thanks for sharing the time with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So great. Jenna Wilson with the Lorain County Metro Parks. Again, Winter Days going on this Saturday.